All right, we're going to get our poker on and talk a little sports and a little stuff and have some fun. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Poker Club at West Houston. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master, back in studio keeping us on air as we broadcast live today at the Poker Club at West Houston, and nothing makes me happier than walking into a poker club. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and you can go to the live stream, but you won't see us because we're not there. We're out here in Katy at the Poker Club at West Houston for their Best in the West Deep Stack Tournament, which is a $200 buy-in. You get a 50K starting stack, unlimited rebuys, optional add-on. Registration starts right now. So if you want to come out, they also have weekly tournaments on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Limit Hold'em on Monday and Friday, and then Pot Limit Omaha on Wednesday. And very cool place out here. So, man, there's something about a poker room when I walk in. I feel alive. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I'm a degenerate.
It's the oxygen.
It's the oxygen, and I'm a degenerate. Yeah. I think it's
that
those two things.
That helps you feel alive. I always, when there's no oxygen, I always feel like I'm dying.
Well,
when there's oxygen, I feel alive.
Usually when there's no oxygen, I am dying.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the time.
So we agree.
I would say without oxygen,
so we agree.
My percent chance of surviving is about zero.
Yeah. Food and water, also important. And guess what they've got here? Food and water.
And poker.
Yeah. So you can stay alive here. You can sustain life.
That's a good thing. And you can win money.
Yeah.
You can definitely do that. I have to say,
you can lose money here, though.
Well, you can.
I can lose money here. I could lose money.
Yeah, it's possible. But more likely you'll win.
I'm looking around the room right here. There's some people here who are going to lose money. I'm 100% sure of it. There's some people here who came in today thinking, I'm going to win some money today. But the sad truth is they're going to lose money.
I prefer to focus on the positive.
Okay, we can do that.
You know,
everyone's going to win.
Except for the guys who don't.
If everyone
That's
wins,
all you got to say.
If everyone wins, this poker club is going out of business in a week. Like, there's no way that everyone can. Some people have got to lose. That's just the way it is.
I like the people who have to lose. Those are the guys I like to go after.
I like those
people,
too. Those
are my friends.
They're
wonderful people. They're the best kind. They're the best kind of people to have at a poker table. Is the ones that are going to lose, and they know they're going to lose. And they're still fun and nice. They just hand you their chips when you have a hand that's better than theirs, or you bluff them. It's very simple. I have to say, some of the friendliest people that I've run into when I came in here, everybody is just incredibly friendly at this place. And I've kept my streak alive of almost every roadshow that we've done now over the past month, and it's been a lot of them. I've run into somebody that I know from that game we used to play over on Richmond. And my buddy Raj is a dealer here, and he actually looks really sharp with his blue dealing thing. So if he's dealing your table, tell him he's the best dealer here.
What if he's the second best dealer here?
He might be third or fourth. I don't know because I don't know any
but
of the other
top
ones.
10 for sure.
Yeah. Oh, at least top 20. I'd say he's at least top 20. But Raj is he's a good friend. He listened to the show for years. That game we played, man, there's so many guys that are running around now and doing really well from that. So, man, it's been a long day. I actually filled in for Zerline this morning.
Oh, big mistake. Extra work, always a mistake. Listen.
I was trying to help the team.
I know,
I know. We get nowhere unless the team wins.
And that's a cute philosophy, but the truth is.
And I got my movie reference in 5 minutes in today. How about that?
The truth is, you probably wore yourself out.
Not really. Yeah. It was fun, but it's different because.
What time did you wake up this morning?
Same time I get up every morning, 5:30.
And what time are you on air till?
7 to 9:30.
You know, I woke up at 9:30.
Yeah.
My alarm went off at 9:30, and it had to be an alarm because you let me just sleep all day. I'll sleep all day. I have to wake up at 9:30. I have to set an alarm so I can get to the gym by 11. Otherwise, I'll just sleep. I'll sleep until 2 o'clock.
See, I feel like I've accomplished quite a bit today because I got up. I got all the sports map stuff up, which we'll talk about your story in a minute, which is really good. Did the show, had back-to-back meetings, hit the gym, and then came up here.
Truth is, tomorrow none of that will matter.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll be sleeping until noon because I'm going to drink like a fish tonight.
You've really accomplished nothing when you think about it like that.
Well, it's editing your column to make it something that people could read, that's not an accomplishment.
Come on. Come on.
Well, you were an upgrade over having to edit Trey's, so there's that. Well,
yeah, come on, man. Give me some credit here.
Yeah, but no, it was interesting doing the show with John because it's very different than what we do.
No doubt.
And I enjoy that. I enjoy seeing how other people do it, especially a guy like Granato, who I respect tremendously. But it was fun, it's like how they don't really pay attention to the text line. They don't pay attention to Twitter at all, really. And it was fun because
they take calls.
They do take calls. I don't think we took any today.
Okay,
but I feel like, and it's also shorter and it's much more condensed.
Right.
So they do a lot more of them and maybe don't interact as much as we do. But we didn't run out of stuff to talk about. The other weird part was, I think we talked more sports on that show than you and I have in a year.
Ugh,
in that
exhausting,
because we got about an hour in, and I'm like, "Damn, this is a lot of sports." We're like breaking down Astros and Jake Mariznick in detail.
Oh, I don't care about that part of sports.
Yeah, that was it. Was fun to do once.
Regular.
I don't know if I ever want to do it again.
Regular season baseball is where you lose me if we're talking sports. I'm like, oh, I could talk it for maybe 5 minutes at a time, but then I'm like, I need a break where we talk about people getting arrested in Florida or somebody threw an alligator at somebody. Like that's where I'm at with sports.
Yeah, I'm kind of with, especially this time of year. But we did do a little, and then the LeBron James stuff happened, which we, as we mentioned yesterday, if he opted out, the odds of him coming to Houston are almost zero. So I think we can quit worrying about that.
Yeah,
and move on from that. But by this time next week, I think basketball will have sorted itself out, so there'll be things to talk about there. But yeah, it's Jesse saying me back on air. I feel like I got morning drunk now, and now it's time to day drink. Yeah, I probably threw some people off. They're not used to hearing me that early for people who were up.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun, and I would do it again, although the reason
I did it once, and I'm telling you, much like the day that we did the drinking show in the middle of the day.
Don't remind me of that.
If I wake up at like 6 a.m. to go to work, it ruins my whole day. Like, I'm not the same person. I know, like, most responsible adults, like, 6 a.m. isn't, like, an absurd time to wake up. But for me, it might as well be 3 a.m. I go to bed so late that if my alarm goes off any time before 9, it ruins my whole day.
See,
What time do you go to bed?
Well, last night, probably about 11.
I go to bed probably like 1 or 2 on average.
Okay, so basically if you would move that back a couple hours, because it's not like you got West Coast basketball to watch right now.
No.
You can move that back a couple hours, you could get up earlier and actually be productive with your day.
I'm emptying out my DVR. Productive? Listen, Fred, I watched 2 episodes of Taboo last night that's been on my DVR for a year and a half.
Why couldn't you watch
those? That's productivity.
Why couldn't you watch those in the morning?
Because then I would have to wake up early. Here's the thing about waking up early versus staying up late. I feel like if I stay up late watching TV, it's acceptable to get drunk.
Okay.
If I wake up early to watch TV, it's really inappropriate for me to get drunk while I'm watching TV at 6 a.m.
Doesn't stop me.
I know, but you don't care about things like that.
No, I don't. I don't care what people think of me.
No, not even your wife.
No, well, she's not there because she's at work, so. She just always wonders, why is there so much less whiskey in the bottle than there was last night? Did you drink this morning? No. No. Maybe a little. Just a little with breakfast, right? No, it's Honestly, I've been a night person my entire life. For the first 20 years of my life, I was in a job where I didn't get off work until 1 in the morning. So most nights I wasn't asleep until 4. This has been weird for me. It changed, I guess, when I started teaching a few years ago.
Right.
Where I had to be up early. And now I can't, even if I stay up until 2 drinking, which I still do sometimes, I'm up at 5:30. It's just, it's clockwork.
I can't do it.
It's just clockwork. Part of it is the dog wakes me up to take her out. And then I can't get back to sleep.
See, that's where it helps to have kids at home.
Yeah.
Because I just tell my kids, hey, when you wake up in the morning, take the dog out. Get her outside. You know, feed her breakfast. You know, let it, you know, take care of that.
Yeah. Well, it's working for me right now. I've got a good routine.
What's Jong's routine? Jong, what time are you waking up?
It depends on the day. I mean, Monday, Tuesday, I wake up a little earlier because we got meetings. And then Wednesday through Friday, I wake up a little later, probably around 9.
Okay.
Mondays and Tuesdays, I'm probably up by 8:30.
What time are you going to bed?
12, 1 o'clock.
Okay. So you're more like me than Fred.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on the weekends, if I don't have anything to do, I'll sleep in until like 10.
Oh, that's the life. That's the life. That's the non-baseball weekends. I've got one of those this weekend. I'm sleeping all day.
Yeah, I'll probably sleep in tomorrow and then Sunday.
What's sleeping in for you, like 8?
No, because what will happen is on those days, the dog will actually let me sleep until about 8, and then I take her out, and then I go back to
sleep.
So
you're telling me your dog is smart enough to know when you've got a day off?
Yeah.
Wow.
She knows to leave me alone on Saturdays.
That's impressive. Reason. That's impressive. My dog is really well-trained and really smart. She cannot read a calendar to save her life. I've tried to get her to do it. She just refuses.
Well, I don't know why she's figured it out, but she has.
That's a treat.
But like usually the wife will get up and take her out on weekends, and then I sleep until, you know, 10 or 11 maybe.
Okay.
Depends. It's boring getting up early on weekends. That sucks because there's really nothing to do. I don't have any work to do. But during the week,
you've got weekend stuff to do.
Like what? That's when I need to start drinking, is at like 9 in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done that before. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're broadcasting live from the Poker Club at West Houston. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. It's a scene about me. There's something in your way, and now somebody's
going to pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all to come. All right, guys, let me tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. Listen, they have the best customer service in the Houston area. They are friendly. They are knowledgeable. And the numbers back it up. Republic Harley-Davidson is tops in customer satisfaction in the area. The national average, 9.57. The district average is 9.48. Republic, 9.76. That's domination, Holmes. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, so if you need your Harley service, they are the only place to go. For that, and that's the only place I go because I feel good about, you know, knowing that my bike is going to be well taken care of when I take it to Republic. They are your home for not only service but also for sales. And if you're looking for a new bike, the ROT rally is coming up right now. You buy a new 2018 Harley, free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation only at Republic Harley Davidson. Whatever your needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic has you covered. Financing for everyone. You can find them at 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Poker Club at West Houston. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Poker Club at West Houston. Have their Best in the West Deep Stack tournament tonight. And a $200 buy-in, unlimited rebuys, optional add-ons. You get 50K starting stack. So a chance to come out and win some money. And take it from these guys who already have made it clear they're going to lose money. So
there's a couple of them out here. Yeah. They probably don't know it yet.
Yeah, they're probably pretty confident because when I lose up, I'm always walking in. Well, I want to say there are times when I think I've told you this before. And it's like I'm not feeling it tonight, and I usually never win when I'm like
yeah.
That. And that's but most of the time
of the times in Vegas when you like kind of push me to get out and actually do something. Because a lot of the times I'll just stay in my room and sleep. And I'm like, I don't know if I feel like playing. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll go play. Those are the nights I tend to do the best.
Yeah, yeah, that's when I have to talk you into it. But this is the club zone by former law enforcement guys. They're both in the Marines and sheriffs, so it's pretty darn secure here. And they've got a Good Eats food truck outside. So
nice.
If you want some food, they got you covered. And if you're in Katy, if you're a Sports Map 94.1 listener, this is your place. Right off of I-10, very close to the Grand Parkway. So if you're outside the Grand Parkway, it's on the right. It's real easy to find. If you're coming from downtown like me, you got a U-turn. And but every very very easy to find. But you have no baseball this weekend.
No. What's funny is, like, normally Saturdays, I'm on the baseball fields, and my jiu-jitsu gym has open mats on Saturday, like competition classes, and I can never go because I'm always doing baseball. Well, this weekend there's like a jiu-jitsu tournament going on, so there's no open mat, and I don't have baseball. So they said, oh, we're moving the open mat to July 4th. Well, July 4th is when I'm going to be gone to the freaking Little League World Series,
right,
and coaching baseball once again. So there's no winning for me. I can't escape it, but it is nice. I'm spending this weekend. I'm going up to B-52. Dave Omer, who's our buddy, he used to be the head brewer at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
He now is the president up at B-52 Brewing in Conroe.
They make some good beer up there.
They really do, and it's their fourth anniversary. And I'm going to go out to that and drink on some good beer up there.
I think Sunday we are going to Canada Day at the Maple Leaf, which is kind of a tradition. Although that restaurant we really like, the Canadian restaurant Riel's, having a thing too. So we thought about doing that. But I kind of feel like we do the Maple Leaf every year. It's sort of it's a tradition. I think we missed last year because we were in
Canada. What's the day called?
It's called Canada Day. It's their version of Independence Day.
Hmm.
It's July 1st every year. So we'll celebrate that there and then celebrate the 4th someplace American.
All right.
A couple people asking for CFL plays.
Canada should move their day to, like, August.
Well, I agree.
We're overshadowing.
I'm still hung over from Canada Day when we get to the 4th. So
you're saying you celebrate Canada Day to the fullest, and it takes away from your 4th of July celebration?
No. I said I'm barely
You still
recovered.
Roll hard?
Yeah, I roll harder because you've got to erase all the bad stuff you did a couple days before. A couple people asking for CFL picks. I like Winnipeg plus 4.5 tonight at Hamilton. Also like the over 59 there. Both the quarterbacks have been playing out of their minds, and neither defense is very good. So I know it's a high over-under number, but I do like it. 8-5 so far on the young season. So
8-5, that'll win you money over the long term.
It's been very weird because I missed the first two and then went 6-0 and then kind of struggled again. So no opinion on the other game, BC and Edmonton, although I like the under in that a little bit. And Montreal plus 10.5 at Saskatchewan on Saturday. So those are my plays.
Okay.
So far. And I'll also be following Jerry Bowe's World Cup plays because he's been on fire. So that's all on SportsMap. You can go check it out, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMap, HOU. And thanks to somebody who got up and listened this morning and had a lot of nice things to say about me for a change. It was pleasant.
So as 4th of July approaches, sometimes there's things that happen in the news that make me hate America, mostly the American people.
Yeah.
What does that headline say?
Oh,
read it out loud.
No,
go ahead.
I can't do this.
Read it.
I can't do this.
Read it. Tell the people what's happened.
It hurts my soul to read this headline.
Tell people what's happened here.
Okay, this is now when I moved to Canada, you want to know why? This is it. Americans vote Taco Bell as best Mexican restaurant of 2018.
Are you kidding me?
You made me read it.
Shame. Who do we blame for this? Is this
We blame America for this.
Is this making America great again? Is this what this really is? Because that's not great. Listen.
What? Okay.
I understand also. It says here, I actually read the story. I didn't just read the headline. I'm going to give you that.
Because I just
story.
Read the headline, and I'm disgusted with America right now.
A survey was conducted by the Harris Poll, and they asked 77,000 people aged 15 and over. And each person was asked to rate a total of 40 randomly selected brands. On this particular question, participants were given six options, which, by the way, six options isn't enough. Although, there, I guess there's not that many national Mexican food brands.
So what were the six options?
Taco Bell, Chipotle, Moe's Southwest Grill, Qdoba, Baja Fresh, and Del Taco. Now, here's where my problem lies. I've been to all six of those restaurants before.
Yeah.
Taco Bell ranks sixth. There's not, and it's not even, there's no debate. Like, you can't eat at Taco Bell and then eat at one of those other, and those other five places aren't like, it's not like world-class Mexican food. I mean, it's still fast food Mexican. It's still probably kind of gross. But you can't eat at one of those places in Taco Bell and go, you know what? Taco Bell really dominates this place. There's no way. There's no way. Every time I eat at Taco Bell, between the time I order and the time I get to the window, I have regret. I'm like, oh, what did I just do? Is there a way for me to get out of here without actually eating this? I always feel like depressed when I eat Taco Bell. There's no way America could say, yeah, best Mexican food in America is here at Taco Bell.
I'm moving to Cambodia.
That's it.
It's the only way. I'm done.
It's the only way.
I'm done. No, okay, I get that that's it's probably the one that has the most outlets or whatever, so that's what people go to. Yeah, but you know what? When I was a poor, I didn't eat a Taco Bell.
No, you shouldn't.
And now if I want to get drunk late night fast food, it's going to be Whataburger.
Yeah.
That's it, right? And we have so many great Mexican restaurants in this city. Yeah, and I get not everybody, you know, sometimes you want drive through or whatever, that's fine, but I'm just stunned. That's one of those. And of course, I guess it makes sense because Jonathan mentioning this, it's Demolition Man coming true.
Maybe so.
All restaurants are Taco Bell. That's what's going to happen.
It'll be a sad time if that happens.
Wow. How dare you bring that to the people?
Jose says, how rude is it to show a 2-3 offsuit when you just bluffed your way into 16,000 chips? I don't know if it's rude. It's stupid.
I mean, just
take the information and appreciate it.
Well,
man.
It depends. It's the same anytime you get a poker question. It depends on the situation. If you've been playing hyper tight and the only cards that they've seen are, you know, you've won showdowns with aces or kings and that's all they've seen, and they think you're a really hyper tight player, and you pull off a good bluff like that, that's not a bad time to show the cards. I almost never show a bluff, but if I think the table has clocked me as a really tight player, absolutely I'll do something like that. Because then that's also going to – that'll open up plays for me later when I do get big hands. And inevitably, people have short memories at a poker table, and they'll remember the last hand you played. And the really good players are basically taking mental notes on everybody. But a lot of people just, oh, you bluffed me last time. I'm going to call you this time. And then you're sitting there with a straight or a set or something good. And you hit him again. So it just depends on the situation. If you're just being a drunk and obnoxious person, which I'm capable of being, and you're doing it just to show off that, hey, look, I can bluff, that's a little different. But if anything like that, to me, you need to be telling a story about your game. You're building up an image. You're trying to figure out what the other players are doing. So if you're doing that, there needs to be a thought process behind it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't do that often, but I have. But I'll even tell you, I don't show bluffs very often, but here you go. And that is usually...
I almost never show bluffs. If I've got, like, there's times when people say, will you show me if I fold? And I never say anything, but then when they do fold, I'll show them, but only if I've got real cards.
Yeah.
I'm never going to show them BS.
But again, that's you're also, there's a certain image you're projecting there. There's a certain, I mean, all that is you're building up your image of what kind of player you are, and that's important because I usually get a reputation as a really tight player, so I do think it's important for me to show because I'm really not that tight. I play a lot of small suited connectors. I play small ball with them. I get involved in a lot more hands than I think people realize because I'm you know, I'm looking to catch a sneaky hand on somebody, but I also get away from them pretty easy. But most people think I'm really tight, so every now and then that's not a bad thing to show that, nah. Of course, when you go to showdown and you've been playing 3-5 and you've got the wheel and you turn that over, that tends to convince people that you're not playing as tight as they think. All right, guys. You know what? I know that since AJ is going to enjoy some alcohol this week, I know I'm going to enjoy some alcohol this weekend, and I'm definitely going to be using Thrive Plus because this stuff is amazing. And it's so funny walking around the office today, people were asking me about Thrive Plus. It's like, what do I do? How do I take it? It's like, well, first off, listen to the show because I talk about it every show. And they always ask me the same thing. Does it work? And it doesn't matter if I'm having two or three drinks or if I'm going to have a bunch of drinks like we did when we recorded the show on Sunday. I'm taking Thrive Plus. Three capsules. That's all you need. And if you're over 30 years old, you're not going to feel good the next morning when you've been drinking. And we were just talking about how early I get up. I can't afford to get up at 5:30 and have a hangover. So I take these capsules. They're a vitamin that you take whenever you drink. And three of them. That's it. After your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. It's $1 a capsule. So for $3, you wouldn't want to wake up feeling good the next morning. That's what Thrive Plus can do. It reduces alcohol's negative effects, gives your liver what it needs to process alcohol. But don't take my word for it. They were on Shark Tank. The founder's a Princeton graduate. Brooks, he's a great dude. They've got 5 PhDs on their team, so they know what they're doing. The science is there, and they've turned it into something that can make your life so much better if you like to drink. Plus, they're based right here in Houston. So if you order before 4 p.m. today, you're going to get the product on your doorstep the next day. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon, so if you want to order that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, neither should you. Make it a Thrive weekend. DecideThrive.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Poker Club at West Houston, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Just talking to some of the fine folks here. You know what? I have to admit, A.J., now that I think about it, maybe I shouldn't rip on Taco Bell. I don't think I've ever actually had Taco Bell.
What?
I don't think I've ever gone to Taco Bell. I've had some late night fast food Mexican, but it was usually Taco Cabana.
I don't know what to think about. That's odd.
Is it? Because we didn't have one growing up. We had Casa Olay, I think, was.
Yeah.
We had one of those.
Yeah.
But we didn't really have Taco Bell.
That's, yeah, I can't believe you never had Taco Bell.
When
I was in high school, that was like the that was the heyday of Taco Bell's $59.79.99 promotion, where basically everything on their menu was under a dollar. And if you were in high school, like I don't know what it was like when you were in high school, but I got $25 a week for lunch from my dad, and the best way to stretch that out to the max was either Taco Bell or Subway. Because Subway, back in the day, you get a footlong for like $3 if you were getting like the cold cut trio or something like that. And then you could pocket all the rest of that dough. But Taco Bell was really where it was at, because you could get, I mean, you could get three things for like $3 and be satisfied.
Yeah, I can't think of a time I'd actually gone.
Wow.
Does that make me a weird?
It's a little odd, I will say.
Because when I moved to Houston, there were plenty of them, but then I wasn't into fast Mexican food. Like, I would go to Popeyes or something and get chicken or something like that.
There was, when I was doing food challenges pretty regularly, there was a food challenge presented to do everything on the value menu at Taco Bell in one sitting.
Wow.
And I was like, I just don't want diarrhea. I can't do it.
Yeah, that's...
It's not for me.
Well, it may be for you, but not that way.
Yeah, not that way.
What's the most obvious tell you've witnessed while playing poker? Yeah, what I've noticed is that most people are going to tell you what they have by the way they play, and maybe that was from playing online for as long as I did. I think my favorite one was that there was a year where I won a tournament at the Bellagio. It was a pretty big tournament. and one of the biggest scores that I ever had. And we were getting pretty late in the game, and I had pocket aces and raised in the from the button, and big blind calls me. And the flop comes 10-10-3. And I always watch the player's reaction to the flop. I don't actually watch the flop, especially if your head's up. And this guy, I thought, was going to jump out of his chair. It was hilarious. I mean, it was such an obvious that he had a 10. And I checked, and then he shoved all in, and I fold the pocket aces face up. And he had pocket 10s. But it was so obvious. I mean, the guy all but screamed, "I just hit quads! Woo!" It was pretty funny. Went on to win the tournament from there. That was a
he did or you did?
I did.
Oh, well, that's good.
Would have been a good it was a really good laydown considering, but yeah, that was one where if he had played it smarter, it would have been harder to figure that out. I might have lost all my chips.
Yeah.
So he says Casa Ole reminds me of Jose Lima. May he rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Yeah, that's right. He was their spokesperson, wasn't
R.I.P.,
he?
That's right.
Yeah. So and somebody said, Fred, try the Taco Bell fries when they come back. Just try it. Crispy taco and the Doritos. I don't have any interest now.
Yeah.
If I want Mexican food, I'm going to El Tiempo or Ninfa's or someplace.
Honestly,
good.
You're grown now. There's no need for it.
Yeah, I mean, for college, that would have been fine.
The only possible reason why an adult should eat Taco Bell at this point is if they are drunk driving. And
yeah.
You know, you feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm drunk. I need some food. And then you stop at Taco Bell. And, by the way, I don't recommend driving drunk.
No, don't drive drunk.
But if you do, Taco Bell's the place that'll fix you.
Well, see, that's – but not for me. If I'm drunk, it's always Whataburger.
Yeah.
And I don't do that anymore either, but if
I – The problem with Whataburger is if you go at 2 a.m., it can take a long time to get your food.
Yeah, but that's – so you have to know – there's a couple of Whataburgers that don't get that much traffic at 2 a.m. because they're not right next to all the bars.
Okay.
So once you figure that out, those are my Chronicle days, man, because I'd get off work at 1. We'd go hit the bar until 2, and if we were fortunate enough to go to a bar where they knew us, we'd stick around till 3, and they'd just shut the door. And then you'd go and, like, Whataburger was the only one that had the window open at that time, too. So you'd go about 4 in the morning and get some Whataburger. But I just never thought of fast Mexican food.
Yep. You're lucky.
713, just give me 15 minutes to show you why Taco Bell's the best.
Yeah, it'll take more than that.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a lot more than 15
minutes.
Way
more than that.
713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to text the show, you can also hit us up on Twitter. That's always a good thing to do. And you know what? When we come back next segment, would it be okay if we discussed your article on Sports Map today?
I'm okay with that.
Because I found it.
I mean, it's out there. The people have seen it.
The people have seen it. It's doing very well. And, okay, so.
Did you disagree with me?
Not really. I don't know what I would do, to be honest with you, because I would have avoided getting the guy in the first place. But
Right. Let's
say I got hired as general manager this year and have to deal with it, then that's a slightly different situation
right. Because
you have no choice. So. But we'll talk about that when we come back. I think it's an interesting column. It's all on SportsMap today, sportsmap.com. And you can check it out. There's a Joel Blank video on Clint Capella being worth the max contract, which I would also like to talk about because I don't agree. Jerry Bowe's got his World Cup picks up. Check those out. Dolores has her inaugural Rockets Awards up. We've got Juggalo Trey's NASCAR.
Finally.
And World Cup recap from my man Victor yesterday. So we really got you covered on the World Cup. I hope those of you who are World Cuppers are enjoying this. They had a Dynamo player play for Panama yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for them.
I learned that from reading the...
Sometimes you learn things.
Yeah. I drink and I learn things. That's kind of how I feel. All right, guys. What do I have to tell people about
Filter
here?
Easy.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. It's hot out there. You know
super
that.
Hot.
You need your air conditioner to work in your house, right? Or your townhome, or your condo. If you've got an air conditioner, you need filters. That's just a fact. At Filter Easy, their name is so perfect because they make it as easy as possible for you to get air conditioning filters, replace them, about them, because they've got a great subscription service. And you sign up in under 5 minutes on your computer or mobile phone, and guess what? The filters are going to show up right there, right when you need you go and you'll know when to replace them. It'll be, it's not something I ever thought about. I didn't realize that you should change them every 1 to 3 months. I'd leave those suckers in there for 6 to 8 months. And then when I'd pull them out, they were disgusting and they had dog hair on them and everything else. Well, that doesn't happen anymore because they show up right when I need them. I replace them, boom. And man, the place feels cooler. It makes such a difference. And it's so easy because this is something you need. And, you know, I've got a bunch of other subscription services, but I like the ones where it's practical, and this is a no-brainer. That's why I subscribe to Filter Easy. Give them a try. They got such a great deal for the Blitzers. If you can receive your first order free by visiting FilterEasy.com or by calling 1-855-910-3279. That's easy. Make sure you use offer code FRED. Free. Free order. How about that? Who doesn't like free? Raise your hand if you don't like free. Okay, put it down. You're lying. Sign up today at FilterEasy.com to get your first order free. That's FilterEasy.com or call 1-855-910-3279. Make sure you use offer code FRED.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz live from the Poker Club at West Houston. And it's very easy to find. 22233 KD Freeway. That's easy enough to remember. Just punch that into your GPS or your Waze right now and get your butt out here. Because you could play in the tournament tonight and make some money. Because I'm looking around, a lot of these guys look like they want to lose their money tonight. They want to give it to you. So come on out, check it out. Really cool place right out here off the Katy Freeway. Very friendly people here. Nice setup and really good tournament going on tonight. So check it out, 22233 Katy Freeway. It's like a full house.
I'm watching this video of a botched grocery store gas station robbery.
Oh,
and it's so great. It's all over the internet right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. So far, so good. There's like a guy and a girl, and they're trying to figure out how to get out of this thing. There's cops in the building, and this girl thinks she's got it figured out. She's going to get up in the ceiling.
Okay, that makes
sense.
It
seems like a good idea. The guy is now officially subdued.
Yep. Yeah, he's got him down.
Yeah. So if I were him, I would throw the cuffs on. He already tased him once, but he's still going strong.
If I'm
strong.
The guy, and of course,
the girl fell through the ceiling. Damn it.
Nice
good try.
Yeah, good effort.
Good job, good effort.
One a little too much Taco Bell, or she might have made
it. And now she's on the floor. She's busted.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, it didn't work out for anybody.
A couple things from the text line. Steelers fan Juan has me listening to your show, and I'm disturbed by that Mexican food poll. Way to fail, America, from Citizen Randy.
That's what I'm saying. I'd worry about the future of our country if that's what you guys are voting
on. And then Jesse said I was drunk and went to Taco Bell. When in line, I decided I didn't want to be unhealthy, so I went to leave and backed up into someone.
Oh!
Hashtag fail. Ooh, that's
gotta
not
be careful
good.
With that.
Yeah, that can get you in trouble.
Yeah. I've often been stuck in that same position, like, oh, do I really want to eat this? And then you can't bail out of line. That's why Taco Bell makes their drive-thru lines so thin.
Yeah, because
so
once
narrow,
you're there,
they don't want you getting out.
Well, most of them do that, though. Most places that have drive through. Brother Bear says 2 pesos was the place back in the day on Main Street until they got sued by Taco Cabana. I don't remember that.
I don't know. I don't remember that either. I
mean, it sounds vaguely familiar, but.
What's the place that I ate at raised a flag that was like the worst decision I ever made? I forget what that's
Ponchos?
Called. Maybe it was Ponchos, the Mexican buffet.
That's where you and your brother went?
My brother and I went. I'm... And literally within an hour, my brother was puking, and then I was laughing, and then I had to pull over because I had to puke. I mean, it was just...
I felt so bad for you guys because you came in and tried to do the show.
Yeah.
And it was just you both are turning green.
Oh, what a disaster.
And it's like you're like, man, I can't do it. That's like the only time I know you've been at a show and just said I couldn't do it, and you guys had to leave. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Ponchos. The Blitzers remember all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. Whenever you can't remember something, you just throw it out there, and somebody says it's Ponchos, and they'll remember it.
This is bad.
Yeah. So let's talk about your article.
Well, we've only got like 3 minutes now, but we can.
Well, whose fault is that?
That was my fault.
No, actually, you got distracted by a woman falling through the roof.
Yeah.
I got a little distracted by some of the follow-up stuff here. So, okay, this was a team bleep up.
That's all right. Yeah. It happens.
Hey, I did get to I did get to see the raw video for our for the drunk show we did on Sunday.
Strong.
It's going to be really good. Good. I'm excited about it because when you're doing a show like that, and at the end you're pretty drunk, you think everybody's funny, but you don't know because you're drunk. And a lot of times, when you're that way, you think you're being funny, and then you see it later. You go, oh gosh, that was awful. No, actually showed some of it to Josh today too, and he was laughing his tail off. It was it's going to be a really good show. We hope to have it up before the 4th. I'll let everybody know. It'll be I'll tweet it out the link. It'll be 30 minutes. I think it'll be worth your time. You'll learn a lot about Travis Johnson.
Okay,
and you'll hear some really inappropriate jokes. And you know, Holly does a great job with it too. And I didn't suck.
Okay,
for once.
Well, hey, that's
for
good.
Once. Yeah, I was worried that I was going to be the guy who brought the thing down, but I didn't.
You could have.
Oh, yeah. I'm by far the worst.
Could have been you.
Worst guy.
But
there.
It wasn't.
So, yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So, when we come back, we will deal with the A.J. Hoffman, Jameis Winston article. I do want to get into Joel's take on Clint Capela because, yeah. I mean, I guess so much of it depends on how the landscape of the league works, because if LeBron goes someplace where he's got another player, but they're not really better than the Warriors.
Well, doesn't it now put the Rockets, and we talked about this yesterday, LeBron James opting out of his contract with Cleveland is the worst-case scenario
for
the Rockets.
Yeah, it's all but impossible. So it means Lakers or Cavs is what it means.
Yeah, we can assume now he will not be in Houston.
Yes.
Worst case scenario now is that he goes to another Western Conference team, because now not only do you have to deal with the Warriors, but there might be another team that could conceivably be better than the Rockets. And honestly, if let's say LeBron does pick the Lakers, would it shock you if Chris Paul was like, do I want to throw my lot in with James Harden or LeBron James? Would it shock you if he picked the Lakers?
It wouldn't shock me, but yeah, I actually don't think it's a terrible scenario, because you know, unless the Lakers somehow get Kawhi Leonard too, I don't know that they're going to necessarily be better than a Rockets team that still has the same guys if Chris Paul's healthy. And I'm assuming they're going to add somebody somewhere on the Rockets that will make them better. So that would actually scare me less, I think. To me, the really interesting scenario was the one that turned out to be, according to LeBron, not true, but him texting Kevin Durant for them to go. That would be interesting, because that would weaken the Warriors enough, yet they'd still be really, really good. And whatever those two together would be a really good team, depending on what other pieces they had. I think it would be very intriguing should that happen. And let's say the Celtics get Kawhi and the Rockets went out and got somebody else. Then you'd have four very interesting teams for once, as opposed to one or two. But apparently that isn't true. But that would be kind of cool.
It would be cool.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. All right, 713-780-ESPN, if you wish to text the show. Do we have anything here, Chong? Okay, so we're good, so we can just go
hit
to break.
A break.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And you still got time to get out here, get signed up for this tournament, get your seat, win some money. We're going to take a short one. We'll be right back. We'll talk Jameis Winston when we return. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsnet 94.1. Live here at the Poker Club at West Houston, 222-33 Katy Freeway.